2 years on from one of Pakistan's worst outbreaks of anti-Christian violence, Muslim leaders have publicly apologised to people who lost loved ones, homes and businesses. Marking the second anniversary of the violence in the Punjab's Goira city, where 8 people died, 2 peers, or holy men, addressed the crowds asking for pardon on behalf of the extremist mobs who carried out the atrocity. Eamon McCarthy spoke to John Pontifex of Aid to the Church in Need about the unprecedented apology, which he described as a beacon of hope for the future of civil society in the country.
Well, it all took place in the end of July, beginning of August 2009, when a few Christians, young children, were accused of using paper containing verses of the Quran to create confetti for a wedding. And, of course, this was not something that the Muslim community found at all favourable. And the next thing that happened was that an extremist mob of up to 1,000 people headed for the nearby city of Godra, all in the Punjab province. And there they set fire to Christian homes and caused a great deal of disturbance in the whole Christian quarter. 8 people were killed in that violence, of which there were 7 of one family who were killed, including 2 children, their mother and their grandfather. 150 homes and businesses were damaged or indeed destroyed. So it left a terrible, terrible stain on the situation for the church and indeed for wider society in the Punjab, and it's one that's still very strongly felt today.
But 2 years on, the community marked the second anniversary of this terrible violence with quite an unprecedented event. Can you speak to us about that?
Yes, the second anniversary of the Godra violence was a mass celebrated by the bishop, Joseph Coutts, and then followed a seminar in which local community leaders were invited to reflect upon that terrible day, 1st of August 2009, when all this violence took place. And it was at the very end of this seminar that 2 Muslim peers, P-I-R-S, which means holy man, an Urdu word, 2 Muslim leaders. One was the leader of a mosque, and one was the leader of a madrasa, a Muslim seminary. And according to Father Aftab, who is the diocesan expert on interfaith relations, he reported back to me yesterday to say that these 2 men, at the very end of this seminar, actually stood up and apologized for what happened, not to say that they themselves were in any way responsible for what happened, but feeling very much the weight of the strain caused for this Christian community in Godra, they felt the need to apologize on behalf of the extremists, the 1,000-strong people who caused the damage. So it was a very, very strong statement. And I actually asked Father Aftab yesterday, what were the words the men actually used? And he said they used the word apology. And this is very, very unprecedented in its scale. And it's interesting that Father Aftab himself, who reports on these situations widely as part of his work, described it as hugely significant.
Indeed, it's hugely significant, not only for the region that this took place in, Punjab, infamous, shall we say, for a breakdown in civil society, interreligious dialogue, for persecution of religious minorities, not only Christian, but also the Ahmadiyya sect of Islam, that this should take place. Does it give us signs of hope that all is not without hope in Pakistan, that there is a part of civil society, wider society, from the various religions who want to live in harmony?
Absolutely. It shows that there is, to put it mildly, a diversity of opinion within the Muslim community, wherein there is a section of very devout Muslim faithful, Muslim leaders too, who really do not in any way wish to be associated with the violence that took place against any communities. When I spoke to Father Aftab and indeed Bishop Joe Quds. They both said that there's further violence taking place both in the Balochistan province against the Shia community there, of course, neighbouring countries and regions where Shia Islam is strong. And so this whole business of religious violence or violence with a religious theme is very strongly felt. And it's clear that there's a section of Muslim leadership who really want to move away from this and who feel that they are on the side of those who are oppressed. And it's a tribute, actually, to the work of Bishop Joseph Coote and other Christian leaders, that they have built bridges. They have recognized the need to keep the doors of dialogue open and thereby enable people to look at it from the other person's point of view and to see what it's like from the other side of the fence. And I'm sure that this is the fruit of that.